This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. 2:39 on the sweet spot on this Friday afternoon as we're getting you ready for your weekend. The Ticket Terrell Takeover still underway. We are at Film Alley at 750 American Way in Terrell. If you are from this part of town or this part of the area, you know exactly where we are. The Hardline's going to be here soon. We'll have Why Today Doesn't Suck coming up.
I saw just Dave.
Yeah, we do have a Dave. But without further ado, let's get to the best of the rest. You heard the big E-break at 7:55 with the Musers. Let's throw it back to Monto to give you the NIT break, because we do every Friday afternoon.
Thank you so much, Sean. We have six candidates today here on the NIT break. We start with, I believe, one of your players, Mino, Craig Rosengarten.
Yes, he was my part-time pick, so I get an extra point. But it doesn't work for this.
So, Craig Rosengarten on the three box with Rick, Craig, and Eli. We're in the middle of their show, and Craig saw the butterfly float by his face and got distracted by a Steelers fan.
It's not financing that either. It's by month. This here's 30 grand January 1. Mm-hmm. After you've paid your real estate taxes, after you everything else, you know, it just it is worth it, but it's expensive. Oh, good Lord.
Focus.
I know. Don't even look.
Okay.
It's a Pittsburgh it's Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
That just shot your wheels off?
Yeah, it did.
What? Yellow?
Okay, so if you ever been down to Blue Jack, I wonder what the design is going to be like, because
so
focus.
He gets
I know.
Focus. I know. He gets distracted by breakfast and Pittsburgh Steelers gear.
Pirates.
I was going to say.
Yeah, they're both black and yellow.
What if Orlando Merced walks by? He would be very distracted. Goodness.
Man. Oh.
It's O'Neal Cruz. He's 6'7".
Oh, Rosen.
Not as tall as Michael
very
Young.
Tall. Yeah,
no.
6'9".
He was 6'9".
Yes, Dylan.
So there is Craig Rosengarten.
Best
he is
ever.
Candidate number one here on the NIT break. Up next, we have Matt McLaren, the NIT darling, but never can make the big dance.
Well, yeah.
He, during his show, The Invasion, had a very unfortunate phrasing, and it's one that I know we all would have stopped down for if it happened on our show, but it happened on his show, and hilarity ensued.
And then one dead born today, John Warnock, was born.
Wrong one.
No, I was about to say, no. Like, what's going on?
We can't even send my kid to school with a peanut butter and jelly anymore.
I think Reese's Pieces are better than the peanut butter M&M.
You're wrong. Flat out wrong. They don't know how to handle themselves over
Ham
at Reese's.
Knows.
Ham doesn't know anything.
Yes,
he doesn't
you
know
agree
the difference.
With that,
all
Ham
does is eat sweets. He knows.
That's a really good... I'm going to do the comparison.
The
it's been
candy,
a long time since I've had
down,
Reese's Pieces.
The candy coating on the Reese's, for those who care,
is the best.
No, it's too thin. There's
we
nothing
literally
to
had
it.
An alien come on Earth,
ew.
And all he wanted to do was eat those.
Ooh.
Well, the top 10.
Really weird for like ET to do that. Him. Like, it's just.
Why would he do
yes,
that?
Is that why his finger lit up?
Oh, the top 10.
All right.
Number 10 was Butterfinger.
He made him sound like ET was Galactus treating Earth like Riley Reed or something.
It's like, all right, where's he going with this?
Is that why ET lost all his energy? He just finished and is like, I'm
not anywhere but on Earth. Just sent a hurricane.
Okay.
And I don't know if I could pass a blind taste test of Reese's Pieces and Peanut M&M's.
Well,
I might need to try this.
You just don't have a refined palate, I guess.
Yeah.
I bet Ham could.
Oh, yeah, I could do that in my sleep.
I think I could do that, too.
And get an alien to come down.
Yeah, whoever loses has to...
Goodness.
What? You have to...
Get caked on. Candidate number three here on the NIT break is our very own Kevin Landrum.
All right. Kevin.
Now, some people call him Mansplain Landrum. And he tried to mansplain a little baseball to the Invasion and got it all wrong.
They earned the right to have the best record and chill And then a lot of times mm-hmm. the team that just continually play like they do in baseball all the time has the advantage of yeah. keep playing. And it feels like in a 7-game series, the better team will usually win that series. And
but then you're playing the World Series in November.
That's two extra games. Yeah, we played the. Didn't they play the World Series in November this past year? Did we go to November?
No, we won on October 31st.
Did we really? We won on Halloween? That's special.
Not special to you,
apparently. Well, it's 5 games. If they would have gone 7 games, it would have been in November.
They didn't. They refused to.
They had a game scheduled in November.
They weren't going to play it, though.
If it would have gone 6 games, they would have.
Not.
It wasn't going.
It wasn't going.
What's the big deal about playing baseball in November? Who cares?
The baseball gods.
I thought they won on November 1st. Was it Halloween and then that? Are you sure? And then maybe it was after midnight?
Let's check Lando. Sean's back and see if it's got the date of the game on there.
Okay, yeah.
Go check Lando.
Go ask Sean to take his shirt off, Lando, and then just reach down and start pointing and look to see if they have the date.
Line by
he
line
has the date on his back.
Just one. Wow. Yeah, November 1st, 2023, Game 5.
Lando.
Jeez, newsman. I stepped on your side and everything. You made me look dumb, too.
Like, man, I don't remember that being Halloween night.
I thought it was
night.
November, but I just listened to Lando.
God. It was a full moon, though, right?
Yes.
Lando.
Huh.
is that the response? I just lost out with the invasion.
Think you had a good defense there?
Gosh. Sounds huh. like children just arguing over.
I know the most
nothing that matters.
Things, yes.
No, oh, it was the first.
They won on Halloween, bruh.
Well, thank they're not going to play into November. They ended it early.
All that helium just destroyed all those brain cells and little Lando.
Pre-helium.
That is the ticket ticker. I'm Kevin Landry.
One more time. I want to hear that drop.
That is the ticket ticker. I'm Kevin Landry.
Oh,
Lando.
Good work, Devin.
Oh, classic Devin.
Well, Devin, candidate number four here is Michael Dixon. We no longer have to worry about. He was on our show yesterday.
Was he ever?
Man, kinda.
On on number 8 out at Sawgrass or whatever. And he had little phone problems. Now, we can't play the entire 15-minute interview. So we will just cut it down to 40 seconds or so, and there's plenty of good stuff here.
They're not going to have to rely as heavily on guys like Matt Dumba and Labushkin as previous teams did. The Stars are just flat out better. And so when it comes to the top pairing of Heiskanen and Dumba, and then you have Harley and Labushkin, you basically create space for your top two franchise defensemen. And
Jesus.
Whatever they want to. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
we can now.
Yeah, you turned into an alien for a moment.
Yeah, or you were possessed by demons. I'm not sure.
It's okay. We want a Marconi.
Yeah, so you give.
Man.
Jesus.
I love Sean just saying Jesus in the middle of his answer.
Sometimes I can't hide just how frustrated I am. I'm sorry.
No, really?
I'm sorry.
Luckily, it got better throughout the whole
thing. Yeah, it totally improved.
And that was early on. I thought, okay, sometimes that'll happen with David Moore or Troy Aikman. Their phone will kind of go in and out, and then it gets better.
Yeah.
It didn't really do that yesterday with Michael Dixon.
Problem is, too, he made me start debating the worth it to fight through it meter.
Yeah, no.
And he was on the wrong end of that.
No. We'll get him in studio next time.
Troy Aikman, totally worth it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right.
I wonder if Baldy's phone would have been all right.
No, wow.
I wonder.
Okay.
Wow.
I wonder.
Candidate number 5 and 6 here is a...
that might be the shot of the week.
Dude, that's awesome.
We can just end this here.
I love that happen.
There you go, Terrell.
Can number 5 and number 6 here. You're used to it. It's a ham combo platter.
A hamwich.
It's not an NIT break if ham's not on here at least twice. And it's not real if ham's not on here from Sunday morning during his own segment. Which this one he pretty much got through and did really well until the very end. And he tried to cap it off with a little celebratory vanilla Dr. Pepper and things went awry.
And then one dead born today.
John Warnock was born today. He's the co-founder of Adobe Systems, which makes Audition and in Photoshop. Salute. Those are birthdays.
Right. Salute to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! Well, thank you very much, Ham.
Music man.
Our number one music man.
You okay?
I drank something weird.
Your well, at least you handled it well.
Golly.
Did the Dr. Pepper vanilla go down funny?
The vanilla went down the wrong pipe than the Dr. Pepper.
His eyes separated. Are bulging out right now.
Well, luckily, we'll turn the broadcast back over to that man in 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
But coming up next, let's talk baseball.
Everyone at the ticket knows that we're not...
Goodness.
Now, we don't have much in our studios, but we do have a cough button.
Yeah.
Well, we have that.
Yeah, when you're in those violent throws, though.
Yourself every now and
I'm
then.
More worried about just the recurrence of Dr. Pepper hurting young Ham.
Yeah.
It did knock him out for like a week.
Exactly.
I drank something weird.
Oh, Ham. Let's get one more here. This was on the hard line during the, I believe it was a snake pit. Corby was going to review the Joker, and he told Ham, hey, you like Batman and DC and stuff? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it. And the first time he tried to go to Ham, Ham had nothing.
Because you took a character that everybody is super familiar with, you completely reimagined it, and think about it, you reimagined it from a perspective of it wasn't that long ago that another guy played this character and won an Oscar for it.
Right.
Like, within 2 decades. And it was great. It was so well done. And Ham, I know you thought it was one of the better DC movies of all time, if not the best. And
yep.
Ham joins us
yep.
now.
Ham, when I say your name and talk to you, that's when I want you to speak.
That's very exactly. I mean,
yep.
yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Bryant over here.
Yeah. Yes.
yes.
Nope. I mean, yes. What did you want Ham to say?
Yep.
He agreed with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, man.
It's your segment.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yes.
Our little
yes.
Aiden Diggs yep from Ham.
yep.
Yep.
All right, let's vote.
All right, I will get us started. I'm going to go with DP Ham. Let's go out to Terrell and go to Mino.
I want to give Michael Dixon a win this week.
All right, let's bounce back here and go to Ham.
Give me Matt McLaren.
Ooh, Lando.
Also vote Matty.
Sean?
I, too, am going to vote for the E.T.
Okay.
All right, we have a win.
The alien emission.
For Matt McLaren. Let's see, that is his second NIT break.
Look at me!
All right, congratulations, Matty Beers. It